This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. To our continued coverage of the Co-op Solutions Think Conference here in beautiful Tucson, Arizona. But first, we have in the studio lounge, Carrie Stapp from Co-op Solutions. How are you, Carrie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Better now that you're here.
I'm glad you're here.
Me too. Now we get to talk.
I know. It's good.
I'm so excited because we get to talk about utilizing personas to activate growth. So
yes.
This is a very, very timely topic in our industry today because everyone's looking for the personalization,
yes.
the individualization, and leveraging data, all that good stuff that you know so much about today. So, and this is going to be part of a breakout session, right?
We have a breakout session on how to activate personas. Our 2023 research that we did with MasterCard and EY mm-hmm. was really heavily focused on personas, but more so from a psychological perspective.
Okay.
So we took a different twist on it this year.
Okay.
And so we want our credit unions to understand how to incorporate this idea of personas, not just into their marketing strategy, but into their credit union strategy and their growth strategies and tactics.
Well, what do you mean by activate a persona? Because that might be a new terminology for a lot of folks out there, including me.
Yeah, so activating is what am I going to do once I identify what these personas are?
Okay.
And so for us, and I've been in this industry a long time, I've been in marketing a long time, and personas in earlier days of marketing was really just about like, okay, well, how am I going to market to them from a conversation perspective, or what images should I put in? Now we're talking about it at a much, much deeper level, at how do I ingrain it into my culture and solve the problems that these individuals are experiencing and feeling in their lifetime in order to be the best financial provider we can be to them.
Gotcha.
And so it's about activating it within your entire organization, not just within the marketing department.
Is it kind of like a show me, you know me type of situation?
Correct, yeah, it is. And it's it really does, when you understand your members at that level, beyond their demographics, right? Personas used to be just about demographics. And so, you know, mid-40s, I live in the Midwest, and, you know, whatever. Well, I may live a very different life than someone who demographically looks like me, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what we're digging deeper to say, what's the lifestyle, not just the life stage? And how do I recognize what the bulk of my member base is and where my opportunity to grow, and then meet their needs and solve for their challenges, and really then show them that you know them.
And then from there, the trust and the loyalty builds
right.
from there for sure.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Good stuff. Hey, let's see here. So how do you describe what personas are and why they're important when you're talking to someone outside the marketing field?
Yeah, so as I just said, personas are much more than demographics. And so it's looking at things beyond age, income, where I live in the United States.
Being way detailed, right?
Way much more detailed at saying, how do I live my life every day? So I'll give you an example. If I'm a credit union that services teachers, let's just use that as an example.
Okay.
And I may have, you know, obviously members that aren't teachers, but the bulk of my audience is going to be teachers, and that's where maybe my growth opportunity is.
Okay.
Well, regardless of age or regardless of where we live, teachers all live a similar lifestyle, right? They work year-round. They don't work in the summer. Maybe they do, being, you know, have a second job or whatever. And so they have a little bit of gig economy going on. They have a little bit of stability going on.
Yeah.
And they kind of live crazy lives. And so when I would be studying the lifestyle of a teacher, specifically the lifestyle of a teacher, what are the challenges that a teacher may have? What are the things that they're not able to solve for themselves? And say, what are the tools that I need to provide them from a product perspective? What's the service that I need to provide them? A teacher can't call me during the day. It's not very easy for them. So do I need to service them after hours? They can't get to my branch during the day. What are the digital tools that they need in order to do their business better? And so utilizing that as an example, and credit unions are really well poised, even better than the biggest of the big banks, because those folks are servicing everybody in the nation, and everybody is their audience. Where a credit union really gets to say, I actually know, and I'm going to create a model in my credit union that actually serves their needs.
Love it. Yeah, they can really, they have the luxury of really focusing
really
on
focusing
that one,
in. Yeah, and it could be,
group.
They could have 4, 5, 6,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But it's not just everybody across the United States. And so that's what makes it a huge opportunity for credit unions to actually build their model around what the challenge is that I'm trying to solve for my credit
union. And that segues perfectly into my next question. So how can credit unions leverage personas for growth? As somebody
So that's the thing, right? Is understanding what I may not be, how I may not be servicing, how can I get more of their, I'm going to say more of their share of wallet or more of their participation, and for them to see me as their main financial provider, embed everything that I'm doing within their life, meet them where they are. In addition to that, they can look at their market, where their ways of expansion, right? And so I can look at my market. We were in our breakout session, we're working with Coastal Credit Union, and they looked at the Raleigh-Durham market itself and said, what makes up the Raleigh-Durham market? And here's a segment of the population that we can serve really well. And now they're able to identify them in the market, and have a specific growth strategy to meet their needs and talk to them in the way that would say, hey, Coastal gets me.
And they can activate that persona.
Yes.
I gotcha. So how is Co-op using personas to achieve its own growth goals and goals of its creating partners?
So, you know, for Co-op, personas for us are twofold. And so we need to understand personas in order to help our credit unions. We need to understand their personas in order to help educate them, in order to help serve them, and in order to say the general population, the bulk of people want these products and services. They want to be serviced in this way so that we can help our credit unions be successful in serving their members. So we understand and activate personas. This is why we do research around this type of stuff, so that we can be as good or better at knowing members than our credit unions in order to be the best partner to them. That's the first piece. The second piece is internally, we also have personas about our credit unions. Not every credit union is the same. Some are really big. Some have the means to be very sophisticated. We need to service them. We also have credit unions who are super small. They don't have all of the resources available to them. What are their needs? And then it goes a level further for us to say, along the journey of the products and services that Co-op offers, who are all the personas inside the credit union that we need to make sure we have product information about, that we have training materials about our products and services? That may be the risk team, that may be the IT team, that may be the payments team, that may be the front line. And so the CFO, the CEO. And so we have different layers of personas that we actually use and activate to help grow Co-op strategy internally.
Yeah. Is any of this, can this be, what's the next level here? Is it predictive, or are we already at predictive?
And this was in our session yesterday. You're talking about a regular session, so it seems like maybe you were there, but I don't think you were. And so predictive is really important, because if I understand predictive analytics, I can start to understand what does Carrie need next, right? But we're actually seeing we need to go a step further into what we are calling prescriptive. And so it's not just predicting my needs, but it's applying a bit of a nudge and helping to prescribe things for members in order to keep them in front of, maybe it's their financial wellness goals, or it's avoiding a negative outcome.
Okay.
And so it is about predictive and saying, hey, this is the thing that they're going to need next, right? Hey, they're getting to a certain age where there are a certain lifestyle where they may need a home loan, they may need a college loan, whatever it is. But in addition to that, there's prescriptive information that says, hey, we got to do a little bit better than just be product focused. How can we be prescriptive and help solve everyday needs and help nudge them along to their financial wellness journey?
See, this is why I like talking to you, Carrie, because I learn something new every time I talk to you. Oh my
sometimes
God.
I feel like we make up these terms, but we don't, right?
That's
this is like,
yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I mean, this is a real thing, but it's really interesting, and it's really about the evolution and maturity. I mean, it's really the force of what data and AI brings us. And every time I learn something, it causes me to go, and why, or and how, and then I get to another level. And so I think prescriptive is what's next up on the agenda that we all need to solve.
It's going to be really interesting where we're going to be a year from now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can't wait
I'll
for
see
that
you next year.
Exactly, Carrie. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
Carrie.
You.
I know you're super busy, so thank you very much for your time.
Yeah.
And
thank
Carrie
you.
Stapp, everybody from
thank
Home
you.
Solutions.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.